You're listening to The Art of Christ's Passion, a podcast series telling the Holy Week story through fascinating paintings on display at the National Gallery. Join Father Christopher Whitehead, the Clifton Diocese Director of Adult Education and Evangelization, in conversation with Jesuit priest Dr. James Hanvey, an expert in art and culture.
Normally our experience of Good Friday is one of great solemnity, and even though there may be a great crowd of people gathered in the church, there is also a great silence and stillness and a great focus. Now, we're standing here in front of a sketch or an etching by Rembrandt, the Ecce Homo, again that moment when Pilate, having tried Christ, presents him to the crowd, saying, "Behold the man, this is your king, what do you want me to do with him?" Yet, as I'm looking at this sketch, what strikes me is, first of all, the tremendous busyness of it. It's not immediately apparent that Christ is standing there, partially stripped, exposed before the crowd, waiting for their judgment. What we see is this gathering, this bunching of activity, almost as if it's a marketplace. Mm-hmm. And of course, I think that's part of what Rembrandt wants to communicate to us, that it is something of a marketplace in which, in a sense, our salvation is being sold and bought. Am I exaggerating that?
I don't think you are. You see the busyness almost as if even Pilate himself is being sort of cajoled to make a decision. You know, it's not a rational decision that is being made. It's one that is forced upon him almost as people press in on him. He has to give a verdict. And we have that, the dominance also on the right-hand side of the picture, the bust of the emperor. That this is the scene of Roman political authority. You know, we saw in the Hornhurst painting the Jewish authority. Here's a sense where Rome is now making its judgment. The pagan world is now making its judgment on Jesus, who just stands there. Stands there bound and stands there waiting to hear what people are going to say about him and about his destiny.
I think it's one of the things that's coming out in all of these paintings that we've been examining. It's here, certainly, as you pointed out, Christopher, in the Rembrandt and in the Hornhurst, is that, and of course it's there very deeply in the text of the Gospels, that what is on trial here are the powers of the world over against the power of God and their methods of bringing the world to do their will over God's methods of bringing the world to understand and offer themselves in freedom to his will. And of course, that's the great final temptation, the struggle between all the kingdoms of the world and, of course, the powerlessness, the supreme power of the powerless God. And I think there is a profound message for us in the way in which we ourselves use our power and ask ourselves, in what do we put our trust?
The Art of Christ's Passion is a joint production by cliftondiocese.com and the Catholic Communications Network. Find out more about the Catholic Church in the West of England at the internationally award-winning cliftondiocese.com, and you can find out more about the work of the Church in England and Wales at catholicchurch.org.uk. We'd like to pass on our thanks to the National Gallery for their help in making this series. Why not visit their interactive website at nationalgallery.org.uk.